Are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your co-hosts are Wally, Ray, and myself, Will T. What's going on, fellas?
Everything is gravy. I'm getting clowned on right now with my man, Ray.
Nah, you get clowned on because you didn't exercise your right to vote in Maryland in the primaries.
I did exercise. I played basketball today.
No, you didn't exercise your right to vote.
I vote for you as a great co-host. I vote for you as a great host. I approve.
Clearly,
y'all. You're
making this into a joke.
As co-host. Ray, pound
it's
me.
All good. I mean,
well, let me
late to catch on to the wire. He
might be late. And to power.
And power.
And power.
And power.
Oh, that comes back. Really late to catch on to power.
But I caught up, though. So that's all that matters, that I caught up.
Let me ask you a question, Ray.
Sunday, it goes down.
Yeah, it goes down. July 1st.
We'll talk to Lex about that in a minute.
Were a lot of people at the polls when you went to vote?
Well, no, because I went in the middle of the day. And even when it's the presidential election, you go during that time with people at work. It's never a lot of people around like lunch hour or right after the lunch hour. I'm sorry. So, no, there wasn't a lot of people, to be honest.
Okay. No, I actually did early voting. Actually, early voting last Thursday the 21st before the early voting process closed. So, got out there, got my vote, rocked my vote. Use my exercise my right to vote, so I'm very happy about that.
Maryland, definitely a blue state, you know, but we're seeing some changes with a Republican governor, which is great.
Yep.
What are we talking about again?
Talking about voting, my man. We're talking about voting.
Are you red or blue?
I'm blue.
Okay, I was going to make sure you knew that part.
I'm a Crip.
Wow, so you using this platform to call out gang affiliations?
I said I'm a Crip and blood. I mean, blue. You see, you're messing me up, man.
You see what the Crip walk got Serena Williams into. Then you would.
What happened to her? The Crip walk.
She
missed
the Crip walk, remember?
Did she do it?
Yeah. After she won a tournament. Yeah, and they said, are you supporting her?
Did it jiggle?
Huh?
Did it jiggle?
You know what to say, man.
Hey, Will T.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
You know what that reminds me of? Like the NWA? Like, what's up? What up, Dre? I got something to say.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hot.
I get it.
It's kind of hot, though. It's kind of hot.
I get it.
Here are our topics.
People don't vote.
We'll talk about the potential of the Jordan Reed Alex Smith connection. I sure did.
Oh, just making sure.
Yeah, sure did, man. At the 10-minute mark, we'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to join us to talk about head coach Jay Gruden possibly being on the hot seat.
You voted for him, too.
Finally. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment. That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Team. But first, Redskins quarterback Allison Smith has a knack to bring the best out of tight ends. Do you think Jordan Reed will be on that list of tight ends he kind of promotes up?
I mean, if he's healthy. Mm-hmm. If he's healthy. Look, we've seen what Jordan Reed can do if he plays 13 to, you know, if he's played at least 13 games a season. The guy's a perennial Pro Bowl tight end. A matchup problem who makes everything easier for all the other receivers and makes it easy for his quarterback too, because he, you know, now he doesn't physically dominate the middle of the field, Jordan Reed, but he gets open against linebackers and safeties.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, this question flat out invoked fear in me because the tight end position has been a position that's thrived under Alex Smith, but then the receivers don't.
That's a very good point.
You need the secret weapon, as we call him,
Josh Dobson,
to have a better season.
For him, you mean?
For the fan base and for the owner, because when's the last time the Redskins have had a really good receiver that they drafted?
Oh, they drafted. Oh,
yeah, I mean, DeSean Jackson's a good, but that they drafted.
The best receiver they've drafted, would that that'd probably have to be, that's Michael Westbrook.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real talk.
All he did was punch Steven Davis. That's the best thing he did.
If you want to keep it a buck, yeah, Michael Westbrook. Look
and
at anybody
he wasn't
they drafted. He had a 1,000-yard season with Albert Hano.
Yeah.
He had, that's the best. No, you're asking
me. He's not going to the Ring of Fame, but you did answer the question. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. He's not going to the Ring of Fame. No, no one says
said he's going to go. That says a lot.
A subliminal shot at me. I know he's not.
You trying to back up the point.
No, I'm just saying that he was decent. He had a decent year. So I'm saying he had a decent year. That's all I'm saying. That's what
a
I'm saying.
A decent year.
I'm agreeing with you, right? I think we're losing. I am agreeing.
I understand. I'm just saying. But that's my point. Like, you were hoping that this guy would evolve into a receiver that can go up and catch the football like a Larry Fitzgerald type guy. And he has the ability. But if Alex Smith is the quarterback and you're saying that Jordan Reed is going to have a career year like Kelsey, what happened to guys that were playing alongside Kelsey? Macklin got traded, didn't he?
Tyreek Hill ball.
He was let go. Tyreek Hill.
Even the other kid, Wilson, was okay.
Tyreek Hill was a rare talent to me, but you know what? Thank you. That's a good point. I'm just saying.
Well, too. I'm just saying, like, to me,
Tyreek Hill was good.
What matters is your quarterback plays well and your team wins. If it's Jordan Reed is the guy that he goes to, then that's fine. I mean, Jordan Reed for this team is their best pass catching player. Let's not put wide receiver or any position on it. He's the best pass catching player on the team.
Jordan Reed?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So it's like, so if you go to your best player.
He's the most. I say he's the most
proven. He's the most proven. I think that's
more. I think Crowder's right up there.
Yeah, because Jameson Crowder.
Crowder's right up there.
Well, but Crowder had like with 1 year.
He don't show superstar potential. He's solid though.
He's that 360 plus catch season.
He had last year was his second. Was it second year last year?
No. Last year wasn't the second.
No, I wasn't second year last year.
This year was his third year.
Yeah, this will be his fourth year coming up.
Yeah,
right?
Just passed was his third year. And I think all 3 years he's had.
Looking it up. I think he's had everything right there. He can't be wrong.
I think he's had 60 plus catch years.
You're really not messing up.
Thank you for turning up. Thank you for tuning in. Next time.
I gotta look this up. He's next. I'm here trying to look it up.
Look this up and then let's go.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right now.
So this will be year four?
Yeah, this will be his fourth year coming up.
We already know this. You only have to look it up.
I'm trying to get stats.
I know what I'm talking about. That's George.
You know what I'm saying? Shut up. But no, I think that to me, Joy Reed's the guy that you'll feature anyway. He's the best player.
Talented pass catcher you have on the team.
But to your point, I do think Jameson Crowder's a player also that can flourish.
Rob Gardner was pretty good, by the way.
Alex Smith. He was like 900 yards. Yeah. I mean, that's like,
In that one year.
You know what? They're about the same.
I think he's better than Westbrook.
Yeah. They're about the same. But no, to your point though,
The Raiders draft a good receiver, man.
I think Crowder.
That's next week's topic.
That should be a topic. How come they haven't been able to draft all these good receivers that come up? And the Redskins never get
one. That should be next week's topic.
Why is that?
I agree with that. That should definitely be next week's topic.
Now you know we're stretching for content.
We said this last week. You gotta stretch. I mean, if you look at Alex Smith, if you look at the players that Alex Smith is, you know, because the tight ends he's played with, Kelsey. He's put up seasons where he had like 1,100 yards.
He's got Vernon Davis already back on the roster.
Vernon Davis put up, you know, had his best years under Alex Smith. So to me, if you look at what Alex Smith brings to the table for a Jordan Reed, he's going to be targeted. And Jordan Reed is a great route runner. He's going to get open. He's a guy that Alex Smith will look at.
I don't care if Jordan Reed has a good season or not, to be honest, because I as a football fan in general, want to see the Redskins running game return to what it was in my childhood, which was the whole Ernest Byner. Yeah. Exactly. And the thing is, Jordan Reed is not the best daggone blocker.
That's the problem. That's what he's going to have to fix.
So take him off the field if you have to, because with Alex Smith being able to extend the play get out the pocket, whatever, stretch play, whatever you want to call him, because he's so athletic, mm-hmm. I think he's going to help the running game. Jordan Reed may not.
Joe Reeves is going to have to get better as a run blocker. That's a guarantee. He's going to have to get better. Obviously, he's a tight end who only cares about being a pass catching tight end. But in terms of being one of the better tight ends in the NFL, you see it with Gronk,
Shannon Sharpe.
You saw with Vernon Davis when he was in San Francisco. Kelsey. You see Kelsey in Kansas City.
Ben White.
Even, you know, a guy that I think is slow as dirt and retired. Jason Witten was a great blocking tight end.
He was a wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about great, but wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, he was in big arms.
Some people saying he's a Hall of Famer.
Who? Jason Witten?
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he is. Because he's a Dallas Cowboy. That's pretty much, that's the reason why he's a Hall of Famer. You said first ballot? Are we talking first ballot?
No, Hall of Famer in general.
Oh, I think he's a Hall of Famer because he's up there in tight end stats.
Well, he's easy.
He was never, but he was to be. It's funny because he was never the best tight end in any era, right?
No, never.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets.
Anquan Boldin wasn't the fastest, but he got open and he caught a lot of balls.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Anquan Boldin is.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. I think he should.
Third, fourth ballot, maybe. But
I think he should go like to the Hall of Fame.
I hope he does make the Hall of Fame.
I think he should.
I think he should. Fitz.
Oh, Fitz is a guaranteed first ballot.
Yeah, Fitz is first ballot.
Yeah, he's first ballot.
So Anquan Boldin might be second or third ballot.
Yeah, because Fitz, if you look at what Fitz's stats are at the moment, yeah, he's first ballot, like, easily. But anyway, does Jay Gruden have to make the postseason to keep his job? Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us to discuss this after the break. You're listening to All Skins Everything for Ages. You dig? Deuces. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boys Ray Jeezy and Will T. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's good, Lex?
Hey guys, a nice summer day.
Looking forward to this coming Sunday, Lex, I'm sure.
Yeah, man, listen, I came on, I said, good news
and some bad news. What's
that? You know, and the good news, 5 days for power.
Mm-hmm.
The new season, so I think everybody's kind of excited about that.
Yeah, man, definitely, I am. I know I am. I'm definitely excited about it.
My wife is going to a power watch party.
For real, where?
It's a friend's little guitar.
Oh, I thought it was in the city or something.
No, it's not like this big old thing. I wouldn't put it out there like that. That would be nice, though. She charged admission. But
yeah, cause they did that for the... They actually did that for
Empire, right?
No, and they did that for... The new edition joint on BET. They did that, too, in the city.
I do have an extra ticket to the... they got one this weekend with Lorenz Tate hosted. It'll probably be some more power cast members that'll be there.
When?
It's this weekend.
Oh, you got an extra ticket. Wally, ticket. There you go, brother.
I'm down.
Hey, I'm next shooting 20, y'all. Y'all can have it.
Ooh, man. It's on Saturday? Is it Saturday?
I think it's on Saturday,
yeah. Oh, I think I'm good for that one.
So, it's a watch party, which means, are they going to be airing the first episode before it comes on?
I don't know. All the details. I know Lorenz Tate's going to be there.
Yeah, I got the alert on my email.
Oh, yeah, Old Dog going to be in the building? That's what I'm talking about.
I got the alert, so I know this is legit on my email. Oh, this is... Okay, hey, Lex, we're going to talk, Lex.
All right, well, that's exciting news. Did you say good news and bad news, or what was the bad news, by the way?
Oh, the bad news is Martin Cortez is gone. He's no longer a wizard. And, kind of sad that he won't lose. We
have
a lot of great moments with him as our center
for Washington
Wizards. And hello to Pop Rivers,
Big Boy, Austin Rivers. We already had Jeremiah in town. We used to the family. Jeremiah played at Georgetown, so it's cool.
Sure, I forgot about Jeremiah. Look at you bringing up the Rivers clan. That's what's up. You know what? That's what I'm talking about.
But, hey, this is All Skins Everything. So we're going to transition.
I'm going to talk about one of your favorite people, Lex, head coach Jay Gruden. he said that getting quarterback Alex Smith via the trade means that this team is about winning now. The time is now. Do you think Coach Gruden is feeling the pressure? Is he on the hot seat?
You know, I really don't think he's feeling the hot seat. And I think he should be feeling the hot seat. But I really don't think... There's pressure on him right now. And it's kind of sad because this is a team that has made playoffs once since he's been the coach.
Yeah.
And they have been kind of middle of the road, and they've let the Eagles leapfrog them. So I'm not, you know, I'm not hot that, you know, Washington is a middle of the road team, and you know, with, you know, so much at stake, I think, at this point, that the coach is so relaxed.
I don't know if you agree with this, Lex, but Jay Gruden's presentation doesn't change too often. Win or lose, he still seems to have the same demeanor. He's not a very fiery guy. I know the upset against Dallas, Colt McCoy, maybe he showed a little bit of emotion then. But he's lost some weight, looks a lot better. But he still seems like the same jolly guy all the time. He gets down, of course. He looks sad when they lose at times, especially when they lose to division rivals. But I just think he's an even-keel type of guy.
Definitely even-keel type of guy. I mean, you know, he played quarterback and he was a football player. You know, so they kind of understand the highs and lows for football when you play, you know, literally the leading role on a football field, the quarterback position. You know, you have to have a certain personality for that. And I think that's what you kind of have with him. I mean, you have his type, which doesn't really get high and low, or you have the Harbaugh type that's very emotional. Yeah. And he was a very emotional quarterback. So you really don't have – it's just those two extremes. And, you know, hopefully with Alex Smith on the team, this will be a new look for Washington. We'll see success. We'll win some games and make the playoffs this season. But, you know, there's still the Eagles out there, the Giants are still out there, and the Cowboys are out there. So we'll see.
I'm saying this off the top of the dome, but I think he's the longest tenured head coach in the Daniel Snyder era.
He's the longest tenured head coach in D.C.
In the Daniel Snyder era, nobody has lasted. Marty lasted one season. I think Gibbs lasted three seasons. Was Norv under that? Norv lasted, what, three seasons?
No, but Norv was under Daniel Snyder.
He wasn't under Daniel Snyder.
He was 1 year.
Okay.
Two years, one and a half.
Okay, Zorn lasted two, right? Or was Zorn three?
Did Zorn even do three?
I think Zorn just did two.
I don't think Zorn did three.
So when you look at the head coaches that Daniel Snyder has hired and fired, oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting Spurrier. Spurrier, who's who I was thinking of, not Norv, Spurrier. Spurrier lasted, what, two?
Man, that was on Spurrier. Yeah. Spurrier didn't want to be here anymore. He
didn't
want to coach.
Shanahan. Then you got Shanahan that didn't last for, what, two seasons?
Yeah.
So what does it say about Gruden that he's lasted longer than everybody? Are we adopting the Philly model, trust the process? Are you looking across at the Capitol saying, okay, ride this thing out? What are you doing?
I think more than anything, I think Daniel Snyder has kind of, you know, been more hands-off with this particular situation, you know, because he's been criticized so much, you know, for being always, you know, in the locker room instead of just being an owner. And I think for the first time that he's been, that he's been in Washington, he's kind of just let the GM and the president do their job and let them control, you know, the personnel and decisions, you know, of that nature. But I can tell you this, now he's antsy, I can guarantee you that. And I think we have a slow start and probably some losses to the Cowboys or something like that. There's possibly going to be a change. There's no doubt about it. If we start the season off really flat, yes, there'll definitely be a change at the head coach's
Whoa.
Spot. But I think right now, I think Ruth is fine.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to All Skins Everything with Urban Sports Saint. Right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. So, what do you think? I think that, my opinion on the situation is that if Gruden doesn't go, say, 9-7 or 10-6, well, 9-7 and above, he's getting fired. What is your opinion?
I don't see that. I think it depends on how the Redskins look. And it depends on, you know, if they finish 8-8 or below. It just depends on how the season plays out. Last year they had a lot of injuries, so it was kind of hard to grade Gruden because, you know, Washington at times was playing with third string and practice squad guys. So when you have situations like that, the only person that was, I guess, to play the entire season was what, Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. And everybody else was like, you know, filling. So I don't know, man. I think he's going to be fine unless Washington starts really bad. And they look really bad at the beginning of the season. I mean, if they're 0-3, 0-4, you know, look terrible in preseason, and then they start the season off flat, you want to start hearing rumblings. You know, we need a change in D.C. And then the other thing is the box office. A lot of season ticket holders haven't been buying tickets. So that is an issue that I think will kind of get Daniel Snyder's attention. If Washington is not winning, the fans aren't coming to the, they're not filling up the stadium, they're selling the tickets to the opposing team, that means that the fans aren't happy with, you know, what the product is on the field. And generally when that happens, usually the coach is probably on the way out.
I agree with what you're saying, especially in regards to, you know, just how the team performs. But surprisingly, though, last year, outside of the San Diego game, they were so competitive. They beat the Rams, who the Rams are up-and-coming team. They beat Seattle. And these were both big road wins. And they had New Orleans down to the wire in New Orleans. They played so well on the road. But the thing that I think killed them, to your second point, is they didn't play so good at home all the time. Even in the wins, they didn't look too good at home. So you definitely want to see what the team is going to look like in front of the home crowd, because you're right, it is a business. I think he lasts the season, though. I think Snyder, as you mentioned, is evolving as an owner of not making these blockbuster moves. If Dan Snyder was still the Dan Snyder he was 5-10 years ago, I think you would have seen a record contract for Adrian Peterson. He'd be on the team. You probably would have
nothing wrong with that.
Adrian Peterson. You would probably have Dez Bryant on the squad.
Nothing wrong with that.
You would have traded up to get Saquon Barkley. You traded all your first round pick.
Nothing wrong with that either. I don't see any issues with anything you're just saying right now.
Dez Bryant.
I'll take Dez
Adrian
Bryant.
Peterson right now. No.
Adrian Peterson would be cheap.
You build through the draft. You don't give up your picks. Saquon Barkley, as good as he is, you can have good success with a fifth round draft pick at running back.
That's the truth.
He is, but I don't think you trade up to get him. So I think Dan Snyder is not going to make a move during the season. 9-7 may not do it, but if they look competitive, if they're on the edge of the playoffs, I think you got to extend them at least one more year.
So do you think this is Jay Lex? Do you think this is Jay Gruden's most talented roster?
I don't know if this is his most talented roster. I mean, when you have a roster with Sean Jackson on it, and a guy like Pierre Garçon. I don't think the receiving core we have now compares to that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't agree that this is the most talented roster. But I will say this team has been together for some years, and they do have a quarterback that has had success, and he's been through challenges and turmoil, you know, for some years when he was with the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little more seasoned. So we're hoping that this guy will, you know, be able to kind of rub off on the rest of the team and kind of change the mindset of these guys, you know, and get us back into the postseason. Have that type of mindset. Because you can say what you want about Kansas City and Alex Smith. They made the playoffs back-to-back years.
Yeah, seven straight years is a winning record for Alex Smith.
Yeah, so he's used to winning. He's used to getting in the playoffs, so if he's able to bring that mentality to D.C., hey, more power to him. Kent Bruton is going to be a happy guy because he's going to still be in D.C. as the head coach. But if he kind of falls into the rut that has kind of been here, where you're just worrying about your stats and not really worrying about wins and losses.
Ooh, shots.
Then you know, we'll see. I didn't have a gun loaded, guys.
Well, look, I'm gonna give everyone a teaser for next week and yourself. We're gonna be talking about how come the Redskins haven't drafted a good receiver in so many years. We tried to contemplate earlier on the show who the best receiver the Redskins drafted over the course of the last, you know, decade. Michael Westbrook came to mind, and then Rob Gardner. That was it.
Which
says a whole lot. So my question is, or my thought is, moving forward is, how is Gruden going to be able to develop these players? Is he going to be able to develop Geist? He should have a better running game with Alex Smith, a mobile quarterback, this season. Is Chris Thompson going to be the guy he was in the offense before he was injured? Is
the secret weapon?
Are they going to move the chains? Is the secret weapon Josh Dotson? Is he going to be somebody who can go up and get the football in the red zone? Are the Redskins going to be a red zone team. Excuse me. It's a lot of questions that Gruden is going to have to answer because he's the offensive guru. But so far, it looked like quarterback has been his most, effective area of coaching, or that's his strength, is developing a quarterback outside of Bobby Griffin up the street. So I'm looking at those things and seeing that's going to be the biggest thing. The team's overall performance will be one thing.
Jordan Reed's
going to be healthy too.
Yeah, so.
And the tight end position has thrived with Alex Smith, although the receiver position hasn't always.
I think personally, guys, if the Redskins can keep their offensive weapons healthy, I think they will have success this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a huge, you know, and not just on the offensive side, even on the defensive side. They had a lot of injuries on the defensive side. I truly believe if they can keep these guys healthy, I think Washington will be a team that'll, you know, be battling for, if not the division, at least the wild card. Because they were very competitive most of the season, as you mentioned, even through the injuries, they still were competitive. And I think that's what saved Gruden's job, was because they still were competitive even after they had the injuries and they had to bring in these other guys. They still were finding ways to be productive. And, you know, we all know the NFL, all of these professional leagues, you got to have some star players, star power. And they just
have it. No, they do. I think that they do need more star power. You look at, for example, the NFL top 100 list came out. Only had one person on the list, and that was Trent Williams. So it says a lot about, you know, in terms of having A-plus players in terms of star power. They don't have that many on the roster. But at the same time, when you look at potential, right, we're going off potential. Look on the defense side of the ball. This is actually why I do think this is Jay Gruden's best team overall, in terms of like overall, not just offense, not looking at one side of the ball, just talking about as a whole unit. You finally got a running back in Geist. Again, Jordan Reed, if healthy, is gonna be on the field. You're gonna have Vernon Davis on the defense side of the ball. They're better. You can say arguably they have more playmakers on the defensive line. You brought in Payne. Jonathan Allen will be healthy. Ioannidis will be healthy. We saw how Ioannidis and Jonathan Allen looked together when healthy. Now you just add another body in pain. Then you're looking at, you got Kerrigan, you got Preston Smith, you got Zach Brown now under contract. Monte Nicholson looked really good when healthy. There's a lot of things. Obviously, health plays a factor, but when you're looking, if these guys are healthy and are on the field, the potential of being a well-balanced team is there.
Absolutely. I mean, but again, you're kind of going on potential. We're hoping these Alabama guys are going to pan out. You know, we're hoping that Geist is going to pan out and be a really good running back. We don't know that yet. You know, what we do know is Alex Smith is a good quarterback. He's had success. We know Trent Williams, when he's healthy, he's very productive. When he's not, the offensive line falls apart. You know, we do know that they have a young wide receiver core, and we do know that Jordan Reed, when he's there, he's very productive, and the offense is much better. But when he's not there, they struggle. So you have to kind of go with the certainties that if you can keep certain people on the field, you're going to have success. But if you don't, you know, and that's the $10,000 question. I mean, are these guys going to stay healthy this season? Enough games to help Washington win and be a playoff contender. And I think that's where the question should be asked this summer, like, Did we replace the strength and conditioning coach? Because I think he was related to the problem. And I think that's the area.
News.
If I'm Daniel Snyder, I'm looking at the decision making of the coaching staff.
Yeah, Deuce.
I mean, are you making the right decisions when it comes to your coaches?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, Deuce.
And if he's not, now it's time to go.
No, you're right. Deuce, I think Deuce went to Oakland to be with John Gruden. Yes, Father. So, but yeah, I agree with you. I think definitely your conditioning staff, your trainers, to be real with you, everybody, they should all be looked at. You know what? Because this has been, it's been an issue before Jay Gruden. You know what I mean? This has been an issue for a lot of Redskins players over the years. You can look at LeRon Landry, whatever jokes people want to make, he had issues with it. Malcolm Kelly had historic issues about that, you know what I mean, with the Redskins training staff. So,
yeah,
like, this has always been an issue. And other for some strange reasons, I don't know what it is, other organizations don't deal with it to a point where it's as bad. I'm not going to say, like, last year was bad because everybody's dropping like flies. But I'm talking about, like, injuries. Like, you'll say, well, this person should have been back by now, and it seems like they missed the whole year on another staff or another team, excuse me, that player would be back. So to me, like, this is an issue that's been has bothered the Redskins for many years.
Yeah, I'm with you completely on that, and I think again we go back to, you know, Daniel Snyder and his Gruden. You know, is he comfortable? I think he's comfortable, but I think it's a comfort that's going to be based on, you know, certain things that just that happened during the course of the season. I mean, the first five games of the regular season, you know, if you're starting 1-4, then there's going to have to be some special conversations with the owner after every game. Because then, you know, Daniel Snyder comes down in the locker room after every game, win or lose. So, you don't want to, you know, I guess, make him unhappy. And if they start the season off really bad, embarrassing the team, you know, having the fans boo, you know, having the fans not come to the game, those are the type of things that will get you fired. And I think at some point in the season, that is going to be, I guess, where the line is drawn on whether he's, you know, going to be here or not.
Hey, but Lex, hey, thanks for being on. Before we let you go, Lex, let our listeners know about what's going on with you in terms of, like, you know, in terms of social media and also even on the music scene.
Hey, guys, it's summertime, man, so just trying to get my mind right because football season is a month away.
No.
Just think, guys, a month from now, we're going to be talking training camp.
It's a real news, so, man. Real Redskin news.
Absolutely. So just really just trying to get myself focused on that. College football is around the corner. Musically, you know, we're getting ready to release some more music. So everybody's in the studio working on trying to get that next single. So we can be like Cardi B and Amigos. But you can follow me, guys, on Instagram, Twitter, next time about the A, and I always tell you guys, I could be talking about anything on Twitter, depending on what I'm watching at that particular night. I was watching the BET Awards, so I was commenting about that, so it's always something.
Hey, but Lex, man, thanks again for being on. We appreciate you, my man, as always.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man, and this, yeah, 1 month away, guys, and we are 5 days away from power.
I know, that's the most important thing, man. That's the most important thing, man. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Absolutely.
All right, Lex.
All right, guys.
Have a good one. Again, that is Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Great guy. And he's right. Power is Sunday. It goes down. And what Ray and Will would tell you, like, you know, I'm late to the game, but still, it's still a great show. And I still appreciate it. I'm late, but I have arrived. I have arrived. But anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk. See you after the break.
I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind, cause I don't write, cause I ain't got time. For my second minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar and the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge, poppin' telecoppers. Ha ha ha, you can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like over red and vodka. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian bitch with long hair, with coconut every year, like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crackers see me. Like, look at that beastie. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a goblin? Nothing, nothing. You ain't scaring nothing. On some freaking bullshit. Call him Dennis Rodman. Call me with your own. Call me on my sidekick. Never answer with this private.
All Skins Everything. With Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, Ray, Wally, Will T. We just had Lex Diamond on. We've been talking more about power, or more, I guess, excited about power than we have been about our current situation during, because it's off season. But as Lex just pointed out, just a month away. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, search All Skins, Everything, and make sure you rate us and leave a comment. It'd be much appreciated.
So let me see that paper. It's time for That's Real Talk. Hold on. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll feature your comments on the show. Actually, we got a lot of comments from a group that I'm in the Redskins Nations football club on Facebook. The question was phrased, it was all about Jordan Reed. We talked about Jordan Reed initially for our first topic about the potential Jordan Reed coming in to we call it the 2018 season. First one, Tommy Chambliss the second says, I expect consistency of all. He's a great player if he stays healthy. I think health has always been an issue with Jordan Reed. That's the theme right now, right? That
well,
people are more concerned
last
with.
Season, I think he was when he was the most injured. I know he's had some concussions in the past and things, but he just never was himself last season.
So Stephen Hunter Anderson said, I expect exactly what he has shown thus far, an incredibly talented tight end who is too fragile to make a big impact.
Wow, yeah. That sounds like people, somebody who doesn't know football. Sorry, buddy. Thanks for your support, though.
Chris Montagna said, I really hope he's been working on his blocking skills, which Will was talking about before. Right. I also hope that he's been looking for different ways to keep his legs fresh, energetic, healthy, Redskins for life.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And also, last but not least, James Hill. If it's the last year of his contract, he will play good. If not, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with everything except for the guy that said basically Jordan Reed isn't good and all his injury. I mean, he was injured last season.
Yeah, his injury problem.
He's had his injury issues, but come on now. The man is talented. He's one of the best, really.
Yeah, he's one of the best tight ends in the game. But appreciate you all for listening to the show. Keep listening to us next week. You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mecca, lead us out, big homie.